The way to get you to perform at a peak performance would be to get that mindset going. And then you get that action going.
Because it'll never be good enough out there.
Yeah.
No, it'll never be good enough.
You just got to leap. That's what you just got to leap with everything you do. Just go.
Some things are going to work, some things won't. And failure is okay. Yeah.
So, welcome, Sabir, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Karina. It's a great pleasure to be here on your show today, Ashley.
Yes, pleasure to have you as well.
Thank you.
So, you have a lot going on. Right now, you are just managing a brokerage of 250 realtors right now?
Correct, that's correct.
In Toronto, is it only Toronto or?
Well, actually, our business, Century 21 Innovative, is 7 years in business, so we've got three locations. Our head office is in Toronto, and then we have an office in Mississauga West, and then we've just opened up another office in Ajax, Surrey, the Durham region at the same time. So three locations with just over 250 realtors, actually.
Awesome. And what's really interesting to me is mm-hmm. that you put a heavy focus on mindset and making sure that they have the resources and the tools to really develop their inner person so they have the success to, you know, the persistence to move on. When did you realize that that was going to be a key thing when it came to training your realtors?
Probably in the last 2 years. We've been in business for 7 years, as I mentioned. In the last 2 years, we thought that we need to, you know, the game changes, business changes, and you need to differentiate yourself. You need to give them the mindset training. It's so important that you have that mindset so that they can get out there and help them develop to succeed. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to see our realtors develop and succeed. And at the same time, one of our key foundation or key moral of our business is we want to see ourselves as top five. Right now we're 7 in Canada.
Nice.
But we want to be top 5 by 2020. But at the same time, I want to have about just over 500 realtors be financially free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to do that. You help your realtors and they have that mindset develop where they can take it to the next level and at the same time develop the business. So differentiate them from the other realtors that are out there showing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what is developing one's mindset include? What does that look like?
Well, a lot of things. Let's just take PMA, positive mental attitude, the acronym itself, positive mental attitude. You know, positive people surround themselves amongst positive people.
Mm-hmm.
Positive person always has a positive attitude towards life, towards circumstances. They look at it as a new learning and an opportunity.
Right.
So developing that positive attitude and positive mental state of mind will get you further in, not just in your business, I believe, but in your relationship, your family. So that's what we try to help with our realtors.
Right.
It's not just a business itself, Shireen.
Yeah.
We want to help families. How do you help 500 realtors? How do you develop those 200 and get to the next level?
Right.
As you help them and at the same time, help as many Canadians along the way.
Right.
We want to help as many Canadians in the real estate business. And that's where I believe that I should be the instrumental leader in the business itself, leader to help my realtors. And at the same time, helping Canadians. We live in a beautiful, beautiful country called Canada.
Yeah.
We live especially in Toronto where we are situated over here in this beautiful studio of yours. How can we have Canadians be home ownership?
Right.
You know, and that's what really makes a difference with this beautiful country we have, and our realtors can be out there with their mindset to help Canadians out there shooting.
So there's a lot of questions I have for you.
Sure.
One, okay. When did you decide to start implementing mindset training for realtors? Was there a time when you realized that that was a necessary component of your training?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good question. And that started just over 2 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. We need to make sure that I can teach them how to do a presentation. I can teach them how to get clients. But if you do not have that mindset, positive mental attitude, have that positive mindset, you're not going to be able to succeed. It's like having the confidence. You can become a doctor, but if you're not confident, if you don't have that mindset that you can do the surgery on your patient, not going to be successful.
Yeah, right.
And we thought 2.5, 3 years ago, that's a trend that we need to take. And as I mentioned, the other brokerages that are out there, mm-hmm. they're not providing a lot of that for their realtors.
Mm.
So we want to differentiate ourselves. We've had the success in a shorter time frame than other brokerages that are out there. Like I mentioned, we're top seven brokerages in Canada,
right.
And we did that in 7 years.
Wow.
Within 7 years.
Wow.
It took a longer time for other brokerages, but the reason we thought that is we develop our realtors, and that alleviates and that takes it to the next level.
So that shows something really significant about what you're doing and what your brokerage is doing when it comes to helping realtors, because a lot of the time there's a focus on the strategy behind how to do the cold calling, how to find leads, but you're actually pouring into a different part of them where it runs everything, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if you're not having that positive mental attitude when you're doing your prospecting, it's very different from if you were, didn't think you were good enough kind of thing.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, don't get me wrong, Yusha.
Yeah.
We still provide those trainings.
Yeah.
And I believe we're doing a lot of trainings within the brokerage, but the emphasis has been on that positive mental attitude, that
right.
mindset. Remember, I can teach everything to you, but if you don't have that mindset and you don't take action.
Right.
And if you're not persistent, that's an acronym we have, MAP, mindset, action, and persistent, MAP.
Right.
But if you don't take those action, and if you're not persistent, and how do you be persistent is you have that mindset.
Right.
So we felt that I can teach everything, which we still do, don't
yeah.
get that's wrong.
Yeah.
As a brokerage, we provide all that training, but we still think that the way to get you to perform at a peak performance would be to get that mindset going. And then you get that action going, but at the same time, be persistent. Persistent. How do you be persistent? As we say, is that desire.
Yeah.
And how do you have that desire? Is having that peak performance, performing at that highest level mindset.
So persistence is a running theme in your Absolutely. Story. I
mm-hmm.
was reading your chapter in Empowering Women to Succeed.
Thank you.
And it was very, very inspirational. Especially what I love about you is the inspiration and the motivation you draw from the women in your family.
Absolutely.
Your mother, your wife, mm-hmm. your daughter,
That's
just
right.
truly touched my heart. And your chapter is entitled Persistence is Key.
My brokerage, for instance, 250 realtors, about 20% of those are female. Mm-hmm. They're female.
Yeah.
So they're a working mother.
Mm-hmm.
They're a mother at home. They're a daughter. They're a wife. But yet they work for the brokerage. And I think real estate is a brokerage or an industry where they don't get the credibility.
Mm.
But we're helping our female realtors
right.
take it to the next level, helping them and showing them there's opportunity in this business. It's not just a men dominated, and that's what I found, to help our realtors. And my top realtor last year, I'm so proud to say, was a female realtor.
Oh, really?
She was a top realtor. She blew everything away.
Wow.
The highest achievement in commission and everything. She walked away. She's a mother, a daughter, and a wife.
Wow.
You know,
all of them. Wow.
So yes, you guys are certainly inspiration for us at the same time, Sherry.
That's beautiful. And you know what? I loved the story. It also read it in the book of that secretary that
yes.
came in and she was, you asked her what were her goals. Where does she see herself
exactly.
in 5 years from now?
Correct.
And then she said, I want to be a real estate agent.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then you poured into her, you gave her all the tools that she needed, both strategy-wise and mindset.
Correct.
And it was, I think, two or three years later.
Something like that, yeah. Two and a half years, basically. She's a realtor now. She's working in the brokerage. But yes, absolutely. That's where a leader comes in and say, you got to lead with example, and you got to also help others alleviate and take them to the next level.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really important.
So tell me, before you go, about your goals to help 500 real estate agents become financially free.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great achievement goal. So our goal is to be top five in Canada, mm-hmm. with five locations within the GTA area. So we've got three locations. We're number seven, mm-hmm. and have 500 realtors within that time frame. So 2015 to 2020. But like I mentioned, I want to make sure that the realtors are performing. These realtors are doing a great business. And at the same time, we give them that mindset training, other training, where they can be financially free. You can make a lot of money, but you know what? If you don't know how to invest it, or if you don't know how to save that money, and if you don't know how to have that mindset, so we want to see financial freedom for them at the same time. And what we do as a brokerage, we give back a lot to the community. We give back to Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation, a lot of charities, and our realtors, we all work together to give back to the community. And how do you do that? When you're financially free.
Wow.
And that's what we want to do, to help our realtors be financial freedom.
Awesome.
Financial freedom is what we need to have, absolutely, for everyone out there.
That's amazing. Well, if you're interested in contacting Sabir to join his brokerage, sure. as a real estate agent, to get the mentorship, the PMA.
PMA, positive mental
the
attitude.
PMA,
positive mental attitude.
To be persistent, mm-hmm. And have a successful real estate business, I believe you're the one to go to. I love what you're doing. I've seen you in action, and it's really inspiring. Well, it was such a pleasure having you, Sabir. Your story is just totally inspiring in terms of how you've gone from being a new immigrant, not knowing any English, persevering, now seeing you thrive, and being a leader and inspiring so many other realtors to take it to the next level. So how does one get in contact with you?
Good point. You know what I mean? My brokerage, we always want to help as many realtors that are out there want to be financial freedom, so they can always contact me. Or if you want to basically financial freedom, you want to own some properties, you can always go to my website at www.sabirchawala.com, because I can help you buy your home, your dream home, and at the same time be financial free. Because you know what, Shireen? Last I heard is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Right.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The other thing is, for all of our realtors out there that are working with anywhere but wants to join our brokerage, because I believe we can help you get the success, because the ladder of success, Shireen, is never crowded at the top.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be at the top.
Yes.
So
I think it's easier at the top, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Less competition.
Less competition. And that's always, you're looking down, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. So contact me. I'm always here. www.sabirchawala.com for your home ownership. I'm glad to have your business and help you with any of your needs.
Awesome. You know what? Thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure again. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Shireen Francis, and I'm the host of The Leap TV Show. We're looking for sponsors and advertisers that are looking to get more exposure for their business. Contact us today and we'll have you as a sponsor or advertiser for our season. So let's welcome Randy to the show. Welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Yes, absolutely. So you've been doing a lot of great things in the entrepreneurial community, launching books, launching best-selling authors. You've inspired so many to just get out there and take action with action think tanks. You just wrapped up the Toronto Women's Expo, which was incredible.
Wow.
It was Wow. So doing great things in the entrepreneurial community, I see you as a woman that really is doing what you said you're going to do, which is empowering women to succeed. And that is a series, a book series that you have launched. And you're on what volume now?
We're launching volume 3.
Yes.
In May.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's May. And both books previous to that have been best-selling books.
Number one.
Wow. Okay. So let's crack down how you are doing this as a woman. You know, you have four boys. I was like, is it four? That's a little bit too much, but no. four boys, and you're just doing it all, and you still are parenting. You're there for them. I've seen your videos on Facebook Live all about, you know, balancing your family life. And, you know, where did this all, you know, you're here now. Where did this all start for you? How did you get to where you are? Where were your humble beginnings?
Humble beginnings. Well, when I was young,
yes.
22, I know I'm only a few years
old. Oh,
older
you're
than
still.
That.
She's just 25 now.
Yeah. So I ran a manufacturing company.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. I fell in love with business. I'm a fourth level CMA, so I had that experience. I didn't want to finish.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get through tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sorry for all of you out there who
love taxes. Yeah.
But I couldn't do it. And I just absolutely loved running the business, every aspect about it. And when you're running a company, you get to touch every part of it, mm-hmm. right? Because you have to be familiar with it. So I fell in love with business. And then through my married years, I didn't work, so to speak. Of course, I worked my buns off with my kids and my family. Mm-hmm. But I also kept a couple of side businesses just to keep my brain going in business mode.
Yeah.
But I also did a lot of charity galas.
Okay.
Loved them. Years and years of charity galas. And, you know, so we had a team, we were working with a team, and it was just phenomenal to be able to put these incredible events together. And through that, the experience and the love for doing these events, we also did school events, and I did my own family events and whatnot, and just loved doing events.
Yeah.
So when I separated about 9 years ago, I got out networking. I ended up falling into doing business-to-business events.
Okay.
So it was kind of natural to fall into something you're passionate about, because I was passionate about events and I was passionate about business. So putting the two together was just, you know,
it was
meant to
pleasure.
Be.
It's pleasure, yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow. And so you had, it just, for you, it was a natural gravitation towards events and...
Yeah.
You focused in on what you were having a lot of fun with doing, which makes total sense.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Quote fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Fun.
And that's amazing. And so, so these events now have turned into professional networking events, events that are empowering business owners, particularly women, and just connecting and collaborating. One thing that I love about you, Randy, is that you have such an amazing network. The quality of people that come to your events, from being well-established business owners to people that are at their humble beginnings.
Right.
What do you think brought that all together? What was it about? How do you attract those types of people into your space? What was there something that you feel was key in making the quality of the events so magical as they were?
Well, I think initially it was just about helping people and connecting them, because that for me was a lot of mental income, right?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't about making the money, although you still need to make the money.
Right, yes.
But it was about, you know, how much I was enjoying watching people connect and get to know each other and find the right connections, for whether it's for their personal reasons or business reasons,
right?
And just being able to... provide a forum or a platform for people to connect like that, for me, was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it came a point where I had to make money.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of mental income. And I remember working with a coach back in 2011. Yeah. And I think one of my biggest takeaways from working with that coach was learning to say no. Mm-hmm. Because I was basically a yes person, saying yes to everything. And, you know, it didn't matter if I was making money or not making money.
Yeah.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I needed to make money.
Money, right.
So, you know, learning to say no. And I remember the first time I had to say no, because I did all the numbers and figured out if I helped this person, then it was going to take a lot of my time.
Right.
And I wasn't going to make anything. In fact, we were probably going to lose money. Mm. And I had to say no. And I remember how painful that was.
Right.
You know?
You know what's interesting about that is your passion and your love for event marketing brought you into the event marketing space. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, follow your passion. Go after what you're good at. And then there are those people that do go and pursue what they love, but in the midst, they're not making money. So what would you say is the happy balance? How do you know that you're in, how do you get to that sweet spot of doing something that you love, but making enough money, not just to pay the bills, but to have overflow and do what, you know, have the lifestyle that you're looking for?
Right. Well, you know, some people don't come to that place.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's possible that you don't come to that place, mm-hmm. Especially if you don't surround yourself by the right people.
Right.
So if you don't have the right team around you, mm-hmm. and people who will support you or help you grow, having mentors, having coaches, having you know, the right people in place to do things that you're not strong at. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people think I have to work on my weaknesses. Stop concentrating on working on your weaknesses. You know, work on those strengths. Explore those strengths,
yeah.
And then surround yourself by people who can fill the gaps.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then that's how you become successful. No successful person did it alone, mm. right? They had to have a wicked team around them. Right.
Tell me about the books now, because based on what we've, you know, had conversations before about this, that you weren't a writer, English was one of your toughest subjects, yet she has two best-selling books.
Wow.
She has more, you have more on the way, and just a lot of like books is your thing. Like that's what really blew you up too.
Yeah.
So how did, because before you said focus on your strengths, mm-hmm. but yet you just took one of your weaknesses and it became one of your strengths. So tell me about how that all happened.
Okay, so it's still not one of my strengths.
Okay.
Right? But what you do is you build a team around you who have those strengths. So anybody who's writing a book, get an editor.
Yes.
Get an editor.
Yeah.
You know, like my first book, I wrote over 10,000 words.
Yeah.
And she chopped it into just over 5,000 and said everything I needed to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't write it that way.
Yeah.
But they took all the fluff, you know, that I wrote.
Yeah.
And chopped it and made it on point.
But it is, yeah.
And there it is.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, it comes back to surrounding yourself.
Right.
Yes, you can do something and be successful in something you're not strong in.
Right.
But if you have a team around you of people who are strong,
yes,
it can be very successful.
That is amazing.
And yeah. Amazing, yes.
That's amazing, because then, so that's why you look so perfect then. That's why, because you,
the people around me.
Because you got people around you, like, picking up wherever you can't pick up.
Like you.
Oh, thank you. But yeah.
You're awesome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll do things that I can't do or won't do.
Right.
And somebody else, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to compliment each other, and you have to surround yourself with a team of incredibly wonderful people who can do the things that you're not so good at.
Right.
And why spend days, weeks, years trying to learn something? And then you may even lose your own business because of it.
Because
you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Right.
You need to focus on the things you're strong with. And, you know, whether it's hiring them, collaborating with them, partnering with them, whatever it has to be, Make it happen. Right. Surround yourself by a team of incredible people.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know what I love about that is you're right, because then you could focus on the parts that you're good at,
yes.
the parts that you like. Like, mm-hmm. you don't like taxes, so obviously you're not trying to
get someone else to do it.
Right? I just, like, me thinking about that is like, ew, right? So why do it? Because you're going to be frustrated and, you know, have struggle with it and mess it up.
Yeah.
From that state, right? So that's amazing. And what I find though is that although that is the right thing to do, and we say, yes, I know I gotta outsource this particular piece, some people have, and even myself, there might be a part of the project where it's like, I want it to be perfect.
Right.
How do you like just give, like allow and, you know, peacefully allow other people to come in the mix and take over for you without having that anxiety of, you know, because a lot of people won't even deliver anything out to the marketplace until it's perfect. And mm-hmm. I tell them, you know, done is better than perfect. So just yes. get it out there. How do you get over that piece?
Well, that's being a perfectionist, and mm-hmm. thankfully I'm not.
Yes.
Right? And I'm kind of one that likes to throw things
just
at the
get
wall
it out there.
And see what sticks.
Uh-oh.
And if it works,
yeah.
great. And if it didn't work, oh well,
yes.
let's try something else.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I never had a fear of that. Like, I always love to just try things and whatnot, you
yes.
know. And thankfully Gordon's the same way,
yes.
so we get each other
yes.
that way.
Yes.
But if one of us was like a perfectionist, it probably, you know, well, I guess it would still work.
Yes.
But maybe not understand each other so well.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But I think being, you know, trying to make everything super perfect, you'll never get anything done. Because
yeah.
it'll
be
never good
get
enough.
Out there. Yeah.
No, it'll never be good enough.
You just got to leap. That's what
yes.
I, you just got to leap with
Take
everything you do. Just go.
Some things are going to work. Some things won't. And failure is okay.
Yeah.
You learn from those things.
Right.
I mean, if you keep doing them over and over again, not changing anything, that's
then
a different
that's
story.
That's a different story.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you are making a mistake and then you look at it and say, okay, what went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's change it up. Or get feedback from somebody else if possible.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What do we need to change?
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's how you grow.
Beautiful. And so you're doing so many things that, and including a lot of people, you have book collaborations. People can listen to you on your podcast. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you so they can learn from you?
Well, they can go to torontowomensexpo.com or empoweringwomentosucceed.com.
There's so many.
They can just keep listening to
the website. Just have the list. So what we'll do is we'll have those available for you. And thank you so much for being
thank
on the show,
you,
Randy.
Thank
Hugs.
You.
I'm a hug girl.